Joining me now is Don Pereira, DNR Fisheries Chief. Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited. The opener is here. I was a little nervous about a month ago.
With the late ice.
The late ice.
Yeah. Folks up in Lake of the Woods are going to be still looking at ice, but elsewhere we're opening up just in time. So, and it's amazing how, you know, we went from winter right to summer. It's amazing with this warmer weather how fast the water temperatures came up as well. So as far as fish behavior, it's probably going to be almost more like a normal opener down in the southern part of the state. So.
And that's what I was going to ask you, because typically for a good opener, water temperatures have to be in the mid-50s. Is that right?
Yeah, quite often. I mean, quite often you'll have better walleye fishing around Memorial Day than the opener, because water temperatures are still running cold. But it's probably not going to be the case. I think when I talked to the local guys, I think the temperatures down here last week were pushing up in the high 50s already.
Already?
Yeah, which is good. Yeah.
And when you look at the northern part of the state, then when we look at water temperatures, do you think we'll see a good bite then later on in the season through Memorial Day?
Yeah, we should. Yeah, I think so.
All right. And then let's talk a little bit, too, about the opener on Green Lake. Can you tell us a little bit about this lake? Is it a walleye lake?
Yeah, it is a walleye lake. It's gone through a number of changes. Kind of like Mille Lacs, water clarity started to improve here. It's a deep lake. It's not a typical southern Minnesota lake. It's deep, very clear water. It was always really good water quality for the southern zone, but it's been getting better. And now, of course, they got zebra mussels in here a couple years ago, so it's probably going to become even more clear. Lower levels of nutrients means lower levels of fish production as well. So we'll do what we can. It's always going to be a good walleye fishery, I'm sure. And there's good bass fishing in this lake, good crappies to be had as well.
And when we talk about the walleye population, are you stocking on this lake then to kind of rebuild that population?
Yeah, we've always had a stocking program on Green Lake, and we probably always will. Yeah.
So for folks that are going to come out in the opener, would it be more of a shallow water catch, this year versus going out in a boat with the late ice out with water temperatures, or is it just going to run the gamut?
Down here, it'll probably, I think, run the gamut. The lakes south of here, like Candio High and a few others, those are more classic shallow prairie lakes. Ice has been out in those for a while. They also happen to have a lot of walleyes in them now, too. So actually, the really good bite will probably be just south of where we are now.
And any big changes to regulations this year for anglers?
So the big news is northern pike. We're attacking a problem. I call it one of our most vexing and longstanding problems in fish management. Typically, we worry about not having enough fish, but with northern pike, they're so prolific, and they respond so well to fishing. Some of us refer to them as the bluegills of the predator world, and some northern pike populations that have lots of good spawning habitat that have fished really hard with a big fish every move by fishing. It's easy to do with pike because they're a very aggressive fish. They're not finicky like walleye are. You can see females in those populations that have fished hard maturing at 12 inches in size.
Wow.
Yeah, so you end up with way too many, and that's what's called the hammer handle problem. And it can get so bad that it can start interfering with other fish management programs. It can start interfering with walleye stocking because of the direct force of predation of these pike on small walleye. They can be a nuisance to the angler. They can disrupt the predator-prey balance. They can really knock yellow perch populations down. In fact, we have a statewide downward trend in yellow perch, and we're trying to figure that out. That could be pike. It could be a number of other things as well.
So they're kind of the bully of the fish, so to speak.
They're basically the bully out in the playground when it comes to the fish community. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And when we look at the regulations, it's going to vary from region to region. Is that fair?
Correct. Yeah. So pike, like all fish, their dynamics are different in different parts of the state. So up in the northeast zone, lakes are so remote up there, with the exception of big urban centers like, Hibbing and Duluth. We don't have the fishing pressure that's really altered our pike populations that much. So the challenge up there is to conserve the good quality pike populations that we have. So that regulation is going to be a bag limit of 2 and a slot of 30 to 40 and only one over 40 inches. So Again, we don't have a problem up there, but we want to conserve what we have. And then in the southern zone, actually south of where we're at right now, south of Glencoe and Montevideo, in that zone, we've lost so much pike habitat from our agricultural drainage, the wetlands that they like to spawn in and such, that we don't have the reproduction problem down there. We don't have overly abundant pike. What we have is pike that are just being taken out too soon by anglers, and that's just a direct effect of fishing without that follow-up detrimental effect of high reproduction. So what we're doing there is we're increasing the minimum. We're going to have a minimum of 24 inches in a bag of two. If you leave the, they grow so fast in the southern zone because of higher fertility and longer growing seasons, warmer lakes. If we have anglers leave them in the lake a little bit longer, they'll catch bigger pike. It's just like leaving money in the bank a little bit longer, letting it grow. Exactly,
yeah.
Right. So they'll be making some sacrifices for a year or two. We'll see harvest down in the southern zone, but we should see a good response to that pretty quick. Now, the big zone is the north central zone, which is north of here, west of Highway 53, thousands of pike lakes. In fact, we manage pike. We think of Minnesota as the walleye state, but pike are far more widespread than walleye. We manage walleye in over 1,200 lakes. We have pike in 3,000 lakes in this state. So that north central zone, that's where the problem is, where we have really, really high abundance of these small pike. Now, what pike do, especially in small to moderate-sized lakes, is they control their own numbers by preying on their own young.
Oh, really?
Sure. I mean, all fish
do
that. You think of cannibalism as this hideous thing, but, you know, a fish is a fish. If a small fish swims in front of it and it's hungry, it's going to eat it. It doesn't matter what flavor it is, right? So so what we want to do there, we've got a narrow slot limit of 20 to 26 inches. We want to build up that size of fish in the population, because they will, in turn, start consuming these abundant small pike.
Okay.
So when we're doing our lake surveys and we look inside the stomachs of these intermediate-sized pike, quite often it's not uncommon to see smaller pike in their stomachs. We need to reestablish that population feedback control system in those pike populations. We're going to have a really liberal bag limit of 10, so you can take up to 10 smaller than 22 because they're so abundant. But then you can only take two above 26.
Right.
And this is not about trophy management. We have a whole separate program for trophy pike management on a small number of lakes. This is about restructuring pike populations so there's actually more to harvest. And it's those 26 to 30 inch fish that are really good table fare. That's what we want.
And so, you know, you mentioned that why we're doing this. So the bottom line, you said it has nothing to do with trophy fishing. It's about just managing the population.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's right.
And you have to make changes. And I know we're about out of time, Don, but I wanted to talk to you, you know, always on people's mind, how are things going on Mille Lacs?
We're hopeful. We've achieved our initial goal of protecting the 2013 year class. They're spawning in fairly high abundance this year. We're really hoping that we see more young fish come up behind them. Right now We have an awful lot of eggs in the 2013 year class basket, and we just need to see more diverse spawning stock, and hopefully we'll be seeing some more younger fish coming up. Initially, the 14 and 15 year classes don't look so hot, but the 16s and 17s look like they could be coming along, so we're really keeping our fingers crossed. And typically with a late ice out for walleye, if you have a late ice out followed by a fast warm-up, which is what we're getting, quite often you see really good reproduction in walleye. So hopefully the 2018 year class will be a good one.
All right.
Not just in Mille Lacs, but all around the state.
All around the state.
Yeah.
So any advice for anglers heading out tomorrow?
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah.
Just have fun. That's what it's about. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. And don't forget mom or your spouse on Sunday. Mom's fish for free on Mother's Day. So, yeah.
And get the kids out there.
The kids, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you so much for your time, Don. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're very welcome. My pleasure.